Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. The Last Duel, released 15th of October 2021. Another Matt Damon film, and I'm glad to say much better than the previous one I saw. This is based on a true story of events that happened in the late 1300s. To be honest, the trailer made me think this was going to be a boring period drama, so I was surprised by the amount of action scenes in this film. The battle scenes were spectacular and quite graphic, and I actually loved how the story was told three times, each from a different perspective of the three main characters, all with subtle difference in each telling depending on whose perspective it was told from. And it showed how the same scenes and even the same lines can be acted so differently when cast in a different light, which really showed off some great acting skills. Normally this type of retelling thing would just really annoy me, but for some reason in this film it works really well. So for a historical drama, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. There were some bits where you're on the edge of your seat or gripping the arm of your chair because you just in anticipation of finding out what's going to happen. It was really quite good and quite tense at some times. For historical accuracy, I guess you've got to take all these sort of films with a pinch of salt. I've not gone and researched it to find out exactly how true it was and whose accounts made it through the ages of time for them to be able to split the story three ways. For a start, one of the characters was illiterate, so I'm not sure how they managed to tell the story. But I suppose the other two characters could have had journals or something that maybe survived, and it was taken from that, and maybe some other witness accounts and things like that. So I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 on the historical accuracy, I think. Like I say, no proof to back that up. Just my gut feeling. Overall, I'm going to have to give it a 4 out of 5. It's definitely a film I could watch again. And probably on the second watching, you'd probably notice other little subtle differences that you missed the first time round, especially with the retelling of the story aspect. So yeah, overall, good film. Check it out. Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter. It's at TheAbductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.